Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It is Allie Corman-Kintrieve here with a breakdown of the action in today's session, Wednesday, April 3rd, where we saw stocks edge higher after yesterday's sell-off that led to some tests of support at key levels, Ken. So a lot to update the audience on, but as always, there are some interesting stocks for our radar. So give us a preview.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what, the Dow held up pretty well today despite that Intel sell-off. So let's take a look at Salesforce, CRM in the enterprise software group. Also want to take a look at transportation and logistics firm XPO and end with Dexcom, which is in the leaderboard model portfolio, DXCM. Had a good day today.
Sounds like a plan, Ken. We'll do that. But first, let's take a look at those major indexes. The NASDAQ today up 0.2%, while the S&P 500 rose 0.1% today. You can see both backing off of intraday highs, but still closing positive. The Russell 2000 today up about a 0.5% or so within the final few minutes of the trading day. And the Dow, as you mentioned, weathering that Intel sell-off today, an outside day, but closing essentially flat, down just 0.1%. So we'll start with the NASDAQ, but the S&P 500 definitely outperforming as of late. So some key action there as well. But your assessment of the action here, Ken?
Well, we had some, you know, pretty stiff selling in the market on Tuesday. You can see the NASDAQ went below its 21-day moving average. Volume was lower, so we avoided a distribution day. And then we had a rally today in higher volume. It was interesting. If you just pull up an intraday chart for the NASDAQ, you know, 5 minutes, there was a big whoosh of selling at about, 3:15 Eastern time, but the NASDAQ started to rally back there. But, you know, intraday, the NASDAQ was up 0.6%, and then it went close to negative during that little momentary sell-off and ended with a decent close. But for those hoping for a good rally after yesterday's selling, it was kind of, you know, tepid gains today. But, you know, we'll take it here as the NASDAQ holds support at that key level.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, I mean, putting this in context with shifting rate cut expectations, I mean, to see continued support here at the 21-day line for now, that can always change. Not a bad thing. And the S&P not even coming down to touch the 21-day, Ken.
Yeah, this is the index where we're really seeing this broadening out of leadership. You know, it used to be just a lot of tech stocks, and now you've got, you know, energy stocks and material stocks that we've been talking about. So a little bit of a rotation going on, even though a lot of tech stocks are still holding up. So breadth on the NYSE today, barely positive, less than 2-1. I think winners had a slight edge over losers, and really the same on the NASDAQ as well. So positive breadth was a good thing about today's session. Again, the market's still acting strong here. We had mixed economic data. We had the ISM services that came out at 10 a.m. Eastern time. That was a little bit below expectations. And then we had the ADP private employment report that came out before the open, and that was much better than expected. 184,000 jobs compared to 150,000 estimates. So I think the Fed is in a position where they are going to want to see a weak jobs report Friday, because they just want some weakness in the economy to help them fight inflation. So all of this strong economic data has sort of, you know, has investors questioning how many rate cuts there are going to be this year. So, yeah. And it could be three, it could be less than that.
Yeah. And TBD on all the timing of that. And I guess since we're talking about rate cuts, let's just take a look at the 10-year yield here. So reversing lower today, but still, if you take a look at, you know, where we are for the week, we're definitely seeing yields come up, Ken.
Yeah, well, the 10-year yield today went all the way up to 4.43. I think it got close to 4.43%. It did reverse lower. So there was some, you know, the second day in a row, the 10-year yield kind of closed near its low here. So, but again, that hotter than expected jobs report fueled some, that drop in interest rates. And I think the jobs report this Friday is going to be very important.
Yes, it definitely will be. Okay, let's now let's take a look at Intel, because that does give us some context for what we saw in the Dow today. So here's INTC down over 8%, but the Dow today weathering that pretty well.
Yeah, well, luckily it's a price-weighted index, right? So yeah. Intel being a $40 stock is not going to have a huge impact on the Dow. But yeah, Intel had a rough day. Their foundry business, their chip-making business, posted a pretty big loss again in 2023, and that kind of spooked the market. But again, didn't have much of an effect on the Dow because it's price-weighted. But and again, just kind of modest gains in small caps, NASDAQ, and the S&P 500. Mm-hmm. So those hoping for a nice pop after some selling yesterday, maybe a little bit disappointed with the tepid kind of nature of the rally today, but still seeing some pretty good action underneath the surface. A lot of good looking stocks out there still.
Yeah, well, that's good. And here's a look at the Russell, which you mentioned getting back above the 21-day line. And on a weekly basis, still holding above that 10-week. Okay, next on our list, let's take a look at XME, because some notable action for the metals and mining area today with a breakout for XME up 2.2%, definitely outperforming today.
No doubt about it. So this ETF, and again, energy stocks, I mean, the leadership has broadened out nicely. I mean, this was an actual breakout today. It moved above that left side high of 61.80. Freeport McMoRan FCX has been a strong performer. That's the top weighted stock in this ETF. While FCX is kind of extended and too late to buy here, I did want to take a look at CMC, which is another top holding commercial metals, because this is actually, you know, a breakout that happened in very, very heavy volume, and then a nice little pullback in light volume back into the buy zone here. So if we go back to the daily chart here, we'll see the heavy volume breakout, and then just an orderly pullback to the 10-day moving average here in pretty light volume. So if a stock breaks out, pulls back in light volume, finds support, and especially in a buy zone, I mean, this stock still, you know, looks actionable to me now. So some, you know, really top performers in that XME ETF, mm-hmm. and just another example of broadening leadership here.
Yeah. All right. Well, a bonus ticker idea here, Ken, in today's show with CMC. Let's now go to CRN, which you wanted to highlight some nice support at a key level here for this enterprise software giant.
Yeah, we keep hearing about this rotation, and definitely more stocks are participating in this rally. But you can't sleep on a lot of these software makers, because you know Salesforce has been on a tremendous run, had two really good positive reaction to earnings, came down to its 50-day moving average. A lot of leading stocks yesterday during the selling found support at key levels, and you know, volume was light in Salesforce yesterday, but a nice test of the 50-day moving average. If you go over to the weekly chart here, this is again just another setup that you like to see. This is really a good example of a flat base taking shape. So we need to see 5 weeks in a flat base. So by the end of this week, looks like a good pattern could be in shape here as it holds support at the 10-week line. So again, a lot of people talking about, you know, rotation out of tech into other areas, but still a lot of tech names out there showing strength, like Salesforce.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a look at XPO here. If I can type, here's a look at XPO in the transport group, which we've seen showing some bullish action as of late, including from XPO.
Yeah, and this is, again, a really positive response to earnings when it gapped above the 100 level. And again, a stock that just moved sideways after that, didn't want to give up any ground. You know, you'll sometimes hear, well, stocks always fill their gaps. You know, a stock gaps up, it's eventually going to, you know, come down and fill that gap. But doesn't look like XPO wants to do that. So holding support. And again, we switch over to the weekly chart here and see a very similar setup to Salesforce here. Not sure we're going to get a new base by the end of this week, but we do have an actionable stock here as it tests support at the 10-week moving average for the first time. So I think XPO, again, a different industry group outside of tech showing strength here and looks actionable right now.
Okay. And last but not least, we want to check in on DXCM, which you mentioned is part of the Leaderboard portfolio, Ken. And, we had that move in recent weeks on news that its continuous glucose monitor would be available over the counter. So no need to go to a doctor, not just for those who are insulin dependent. So that's pretty huge for Dexcom.
It is. And that's why the stock, you mentioned that initial move when it broke out from that consolidation and crossed that 130-203 area. And yeah, this is a big market for Dexcom. I mean, they put the number at about 25. There are about 25 million Americans that are non-insulin dependent. So people that are diabetic but don't use insulin. So this continuous glucose monitoring system that they announced recently is going to be available next year, but it should be increased business for Dexcom. What I like here is that there was a pretty clean breakout over that 130-203 level, but then it gave you an alternate entry here. That 137.93 is a legitimate handle entry because it formed below the left side high from further back. So I think the stock is still in a buy zone here. And if you look at the weekly chart here, it's almost like a big, big base and just formed another handle area, a little bit of a shakeout, and then broke out last week. So this one still looks actionable to me. And I think the fundamental story here is still very compelling. There's a lot of, I think in one out of three Americans are dealing with, blood sugar issues or are pre-diabetic. So there's just a good market here for Dexcom, and you can see the growth has been very strong, and strong growth is expected to continue.
Yeah, totally agree with you, Ken, on that fundamental story. Definitely catches my eye as well. All right. Well, that is it for today, everyone. And we will see you back in the morning on IBD Live, investors.com/IBD Live for all the details on that. We'll see you there. And then we'll also see you back here tomorrow after the close. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.